Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this day of celebration, Confirmation Sunday, is taken from both the epistle and the gospel readings. In the epistle lesson from 1 John, we hear the apostle write, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." And also from the Gospel of John, Jesus says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing, but I have called you friends. For all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you." This is God's word. In today's epistle reading, the Apostle John wrote something that was really provocative. I don't know if it hit you that way. But this is what he wrote. "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." In other words, John says, if you really love God, you'll obey him. What do you think about that? How can John say that? Well, remember, John was a very close friend of Jesus. And a relationship like that is the key to understanding the link between love and obedience. By nature, let's be honest, we resent it when someone tells us what to do. And by extension, we may resent the person who tells us what to do. On occasion, though, we will listen to a trusted friend. We will listen to the perspective of someone who we know really cares about us. That's what John is getting at and what Jesus is saying to you through today's gospel. Jesus defines for us the greatest test of friendship when he says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." I'd like for you to think of your best friends, the people that you love spending time with, the people that you've shared so much of yourself with, people you can be yourself around. Now ask yourself, would you die for them? Sometimes there are heroic people who would do just that. Consider the life and death of Marine Corporal Jason Dunham. This is back in April of 2004. He was leading a patrol of Marines in an Iraqi town near the Syrian border. And a nearby Marine convoy was ambushed. Well, Corporal Dunham led his squad to the site of the attack, where he and his men stopped a convoy of cars that were trying to make an escape. As he moved to search one of the vehicles, someone jumped out, grabbing the corporal by the throat, and the corporal engaged in hand-to-hand combat with this man, and at one point he shouted to his fellow Marines, "No, no, no, watch his hand." Moments later, a grenade rolled out. Corporal Dunham did not hesitate. He jumped on the grenade to protect his fellow Marines, using his helmet and his body to absorb the blast. A friend who was there that day put it this way. Corporal Dunham had a gift from God. Everyone who came into contact with him wanted to be like him. He was the toughest Marine, but the nicest guy. He would do anything for you. Corporal Dunham was the kind of person everyone wants as their best friend. Despite surviving the initial blast, being given the best of medical care, Corporal Dunham didn't make it. He succumbed to his wounds. And by giving his own life, Corporal Dunham saved the lives of two of his men. Jesus Christ has proven his friendship to you in the most extreme way possible. Because of our inability to love and obey, we deserve to be blasted. But that's not going to happen. Thanks to a friend who loves so fully that he takes the impact of your sin and guilt onto himself. That is friendship. That's love. Jesus did it to claim you as his friend forever. Now, I've been blessed. I've had great friends throughout my life. They've been very good to me. But they've never done that. They didn't suffer what I should have suffered. They didn't die what should have been my death. Only Jesus did that. Only Jesus could. What a friend we have in him. Today, five of our young people are going to answer some questions about their faith. They've worked very hard throughout this confirmation process, but I hope that it has not been burdensome, as John wrote in the epistle today, but instead that this experience is a celebration of friendship. Friendship with Jesus. And that the five of you and all of you will keep friendship with Jesus at the center of your life every single day. Will you pray with me, please? Father, we come before you today thankful that you gave the gift of faith to each of these young people when they were brought to your word and promises and holy baptism. Today they will stand and confess faith in you as Savior, as Father, as Holy Spirit, as Lord of their lives, and Savior of their souls. Lord, I pray that you would remove any sense of nervousness from them and that you would give them confidence as they speak this faith, both today in front of the congregation and each day as they live their lives in you. Give them confidence to be Christian wherever they are. May we celebrate, all of us today, the fact that you have called us friends, because you have given us the gifts of the kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.